This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian servicemen fired a howitzer towards Russian positions next to the eastern city of Bakhmut on Friday. Ukraine has decided to fight on in the ruined city of Bakhmut because the battle there is pinning down Russia's best units and degrading them ahead of a planned Ukrainian spring counteroffensive. An aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky said the comments were the latest signal of a shift by Kyiv this week to continue the defense of the small eastern city, site of the war's bloodiest battle, as Moscow tries to secure its first victory in more than half a year. Xi Jinping was handed a third term as Chinese president on Friday, capping a rise that has seen him become the country's most powerful leader in generations. His appointment by China's rubber-stamp parliament comes after Xi locked in another 5 years as head of the Chinese Communist Party in October. On Friday, delegates handed Xi a third term as president and reappointed him head of the country's Central Military Commission in a unanimous vote. Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed on Friday to reestablish relations after years of hostility, which had threatened stability and security in the Gulf and helped fuel conflicts in the Middle East from Yemen to Syria. The deal was announced after 4 days of previously undisclosed talks in Beijing between top security officials from two rival Middle East powers. Tehran and Riyadh agreed to resume diplomatic relations and reopen embassies within 2 months, according to a statement issued by Iran, Saudi Arabia, and China. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Britain will pay France around £480 million, or $577 million U.S. dollars, over 3 years to try to stop migrants traveling in small boats across the channel, helping to fund enhanced patrols, the use of drones at a detention center on French soil. At a summit designed to rebuild ties after years of bickering over Brexit, French President Emmanuel Macron greeted British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak before they agreed to work more closely together. Macron told a joint news conference relations had been strained by Britain's departure from the European Union, while Sunak said the time had come for a new relationship. Trains were canceled, some schools shut, and drivers stuck for hours on a major highway as a blast of snow and wind hit Britain for a second time in a week. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Storm Larissa brought gales and blizzards to much of the UK. Experts said the worst hit areas were northern England and North Wales, where 50-mile-per-hour winds were recorded alongside about a foot of snow. The highway that cuts across northern England, known as the M62, was at a standstill, as some drivers had to wait 7 hours in traffic. Air travel was also disrupted, with most flights departing Liverpool John Lennon Airport delayed. Karen Chalmers, London.
Fukushima's water release stokes fresh fears for fishermen years after Japan's 2011 nuclear disaster. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson has more.
The water was used to cool the reactors down after a tsunami crashed into the plant, setting off explosions and meltdowns. Now, Tokyo Electric Power Co., or TEPCO, which runs the power station, wants to start releasing the water into the sea, potentially as early as this spring. TEPCO and the government say it is safe, but it does contain traces of tritium, an isotope considered relatively harmless. Local fishermen aren't happy about that. They fear it could still affect the reputation of their industry, which is only just recovering from the disaster.
Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. Chef Wolfgang Puck is previewing his annual Academy Awards menu. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The world-famous chef has been catering the Oscars for 29 years, and he starts planning the menu about 4 to 6 weeks in advance. Just as the Oscar nominees change every year, Puck makes some changes to his menu.
We're going to have an English trifle with sherry, and we're going to have fish and chips, the best way, gluten-free and everything, and then one as pièce de résistance, we're going to have a beef Wellington.
There will also be chocolate cigars and cocktails with gold flakes. Puck's smoked salmon is shaped like an Oscar. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Joe Ramsey.